Welcome to The Spot, KALW's weekly space for the best in public radio podcasts and storytelling. I'm your host, Ashley Ann Krigbaum. Over the years, I've spent many sunny afternoons sitting at the edge of the bay in Alameda, watching massive cargo ships glide slowly in and out of the port of Oakland, playing the "I wonder what's in those containers" game. In the new 8-part audio documentary series and podcast, Containers, we not only find out what, but who and why. Containers takes you through the world of ships and sailors, technology, tugboats, warehouses and cranes, and traces the roots of our global economic system to the Port of Oakland. In this 6th episode of Containers, they investigate the environmental and health effects that the port has brought on neighboring areas like West Oakland, where residents were dying 12 to 15 years sooner than their counterparts in Oakland's hills. Here's the host and creator of Containers, journalist Alexis Madrigal.
Over the first 5 episodes of the show, we've covered the massive changes that containerization wrought and the way ports work, how products come into the country, and the rules that govern the American fleet. What we haven't talked about is what it's like for the people living close to the port. What does it do to a place to be a major node in the global network of goods? And in particular, what are the local environmental repercussions of all these ships and trucks and trains? The Port of Oakland sprouts to the southwest of downtown. Surrounding it is the historically African-American community of West Oakland. From the beginning, West Oakland has been a legendary place shaped and reshaped by transportation. Once upon a time, it was the last stop on the Transcontinental Railroad. Some African-American Pullman porters who worked the trains decided to put down roots. The porters and their families became the backbone of the community. During and after World War II, when Oakland's black population exploded and jobs were plentiful on the waterfront, many black migrants from the South, especially those from Louisiana and Texas, ended up in West Oakland. The neighborhood became a key hub for black life in the Bay. Jazz legends played in the clubs of 7th Street. Poets were inspired there. A black middle class coalesced. But there were problems. The large influx of people and rampant redlining led to crowded conditions and crime. The city responded with the promise of redevelopment, which often meant destroying whole pieces of black neighborhoods. A big post office wiped out hundreds of black people's homes. 3 different freeways were rammed through the neighborhood. The BART system was built right over the top of 7th Street. Through the first 3 quarters of the 20th century, black people were not represented in local government. There were no black people on the city council until 1977. That made it difficult for the West Oakland community to fight the placement of polluting industries. The result, even now, decades down the line, is that an Alameda County public health report found that the density of chemical and air pollution release sites was still 4 times higher in the poor areas of Oakland than the wealthy ones. As we learned in episode 1, as container shipping grew, so did the Port of Oakland. For the last 20 years, it's been the 3rd largest port on the West Coast, and since the year 2000, it's been pushing through at least 1 million 20-foot containers worth of stuff each year. And what that has meant for West Oakland is more trucks driving through the neighborhood, more ships burning bunker fuel at the docks, and more cargo handling equipment running on diesel. That was the context in 2003 when Dr. Anthony Eiten took over as Alameda County's public health officer. He was the person charged with tracking life and death in Alameda County, which includes West Oakland.
I used to say to people, in Alameda County, you're not dead until I say you're dead, because literally I had to sign the death certificate.
Dr. Eiten is a Berkeley-educated lawyer as well as an MD, and he wanted to do serious research in Alameda County. One of the first things that he did was to look at the 10,000 death certificates to which he put his signature each year very closely. And he realized that death certificates say a lot about the health of an area.
Get really good data from death certificates. And you can tell what somebody died of, where they lived, what age they were when they died, and their race, ethnicity.
So they stuck all that data on a series of maps. And what they saw was a shocking level of health inequality.
The most striking patterns that we mapped first was showing basically a 12 to 15-year life expectancy difference between people who were growing up and lived in the West Oakland flatlands versus people who lived in the Oakland Hills.
That is to say, if you were a black person living in West Oakland, you'd die more than a decade before a black person in the Oakland Hills. Those born and bred in the zip code 94607 were having more than a decade cut from their lives. The question was why.
And we looked at things like homicide, we looked at things like HIV/AIDS, and it didn't explain the difference. Those causes of death, infant mortality, none of those things explain that difference.
In fact, Eitan says that people in the Hills died of pretty much the same things as people in West Oakland.
Heart disease, cancer, lower respiratory disease, stroke, so the sort of bread and butter chronic disease.
Eitan says that West Oaklanders were just getting sick 10 to 15 years earlier with these diseases. The public health researchers knew the discrepancy could not result from just one variable.
We knew that what was happening was basically a cumulative and kind of synergistic effect. It wasn't any one thing. There's no silver bullet.
One working theory Eitan's team had was that people living in West Oakland were experiencing high and sustained levels of stress from their environment. Everything from the crime to the noise to poverty to evictions, having to work too much or not being able to find a job, all the things that stress anybody are exacerbated within this community. And they came up with an evocative term for what this was doing to the bodies of the people. Weathering. At the same time, residents were being exposed to very high levels of various pollutants, especially diesel particulate emissions. Diesel particulate emissions are the sooty leftovers from fuel being burned. They've been linked to cancer, asthma, emphysema, and general respiratory problems. And because kids' lungs are still developing, all these nasty little particles are especially bad for them. Back in the mid-2000s, Eitan's office produced a report that showed people in West Oakland being exposed to 9 to 10 times the diesel particulate emissions of other people in the county.
Because of the freeways, because of the trucks, because of the port equipment, because of the bunker fuel that's burned by the ships while they're waiting in dock because of the lack of electrification of the, you know, the port equipment. You've got a sensitive population that's experiencing high levels of stress, has a lot of risk in their life, very few resources.
The Alameda County Public Health reports found data that linked pollution to people dying younger in West Oakland, to more kids going to the hospital with asthma attacks in West Oakland, and to chronic disease hitting people harder in West Oakland. Port of Oakland officials, not to mention the shipping interests and retailers who benefit from all those trucks dragging around containers, were not happy.
Well, I'll say initially they didn't like me and they didn't like the health department at all. They complained to the Board of Supervisors about me, and I certainly heard about that. You know, they challenged and denied, you know, when there was a sort of a series of executive directors at the port during